Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The monkeypox outbreak in Massachusetts appears to be on the decline. Thousands of people have been vaccinated and new infections are dropping. But state data show wide disparities in how the vaccines are being distributed. Black and Hispanic people are being vaccinated at lower rates than white people, even though they make up nearly half of all monkeypox cases. WBUR's Priyanka Dayal McCluskey reports on how healthcare providers are working to reduce those disparities.
When monkeypox cases were growing this summer, there wasn't enough vaccine to protect everyone at risk. The shots were first come, first served.
I was concerned from the get-go that the system would be ripe to create disparities.
Kevin Ard is an infectious disease doctor who leads the sexual health clinic at Massachusetts General Hospital. He says doctors wanted to do more outreach to encourage vaccination, but they were hamstrung by the short supply.
We were getting hundreds of doses a day, and our supply would be gone like that.
State data shows white people received the majority of those vaccine doses, but the majority of monkeypox cases are within communities of color. Here's an example. Hispanic people account for 12% of those vaccinated, but they make up 31% of monkeypox cases. Cassandra Pierre, an associate hospital epidemiologist at Boston Medical Center, says that's a problem.
Black and Latinx men who have sex with men are not being vaccinated according to their level of risk.
Monkeypox spreads through close contact, and most cases in the U.S. have been among men who have sex with men, though the virus can affect anyone. Pierre says some people don't have information about vaccines, or they may not have flexibility to leave work to go to a clinic. Others don't trust the healthcare system based on previous experiences of bias and racism. It's a story that played out before with COVID vaccinations.
It has been incredibly frustrating to see these mistakes repeat themselves.
But there may be an opportunity to change course. Vaccine supply is no longer a problem. Healthcare providers are now developing strategies to reach out to people at risk. They're texting and emailing patients and setting up mobile clinics to bring monkeypox vaccines into more neighborhoods. Ismael Rivera works on the vaccination effort at JRI Health in Framingham.
We just have to put our heads together to figure out how do we maximize what we have right now and ensure that other populations are getting access to those services. And if they can't come to us, how can we come to them? And I think that's what we're doing right now.
But healthcare providers say there's no quick fix to closing disparities. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Priyanka Dayal McCluskey.